We hear the word transformation a lot these days. A transformed society, a transformed political landscape, the transformation of communities and even the transformation of mindsets. But what does transformation actually mean in the context of a post-conflict society such as ours? A workshop at Queen's University last week tried to answer that question, and our reporter Andrea Ray was there.
The concept of transformation as it applies to Northern Ireland is a subject of particular interest to Dr. Audra Mitchell, a researcher at the Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of St. Andrews. She organised the workshop.
The point of this discussion is to get a sense of what transformation means to different people working in various sectors of the community, also in various parts of Belfast or indeed Northern Ireland. So what we're going to talk about today is a range of themes regarding specific policies, but also the general ethos of transformation.
The group I listened to began by trying to define what the word transformation means in the context of present-day Northern Ireland. It was pointed out that the term is more often used by loyalists, who view the present state of affairs as an opportunity to play a different role, a non-violent one, in an ongoing conflict. Sean Feenan is from the Community Foundation for Northern Ireland.
The whole idea of transforming is not necessarily about the wider process, but sometimes about the communities themselves or about the people who were involved in the conflict or the choice. And I think that that's basically what it means for the groups that use that term, and about how they can move from where we were to a situation where the troubles or the conflict or the violence isn't the important element of the conflict that's going on here.
Having talked about what transformation is, the discussion turned to how it manifests itself and what our personal or professional experiences have been. Someone mentioned re-imaging, replacing often frightening or negative murals with more positive messages. Others around the table talked about the slow pace of transformation in the police service of Northern Ireland. Someone else remarked that the pace of change here might be thought of as slow until you step back a bit.
My name's Chris Brown. I'm a postdoctoral research fellow at the Transitional Justice Institute in the University of Ulster. Look at where we were 20 years ago. It's practically changed unimaginably. Ideologically, we've changed. Our governing structures have changed. And our ability and inclination to work together at that level of leadership has moved on quite markedly as well. Even if people sometimes have a go at the politicians, they nevertheless are working together a lot of the time to run Northern Ireland.
Then conflict itself came under the microscope. Does it still exist? And are we still a divided society? Yes and yes were the answers to that. Overt violence has been replaced by what one voice at the table called a benign apartheid, while another pointed to the structural violence of poverty, social deprivation, health inequity, and community tension. One speaker stated his view that Northern Ireland is not a two-tribe problem and would not be solved by a two-tribe solution. Another man agreed, saying he viewed the Reformation as the original point of departure and not Northern Ireland's troubles. Throughout the workshop, people spoke out and at times expressed strong points of view. Was organiser Audra Mitchell surprised by anything that was said?
I think there were some things which I didn't expect to hear, but not that I disagreed with or was necessarily surprised that people were feeling. I think in the past I found that people were perhaps less willing to be critical of transformative policies. And I think what I saw today was that people are starting to articulate different and divergent opinions about it. There was a lot of constructive discussion about the different ways that a term can be used, the different ways that it can be experienced.
PhD student Mary Catherine was one of the discussion leaders. What did she see as the day's most important outcome?
I think there's a lot of importance in getting people together, because academics can sit around and theorize all day and read books and things, but when you get people who have real experience kind of together and you get them talking and you get them networking, they meet each other, and I think it can have real long-term benefits for people getting together and realizing that this organization and the other have a lot in common, they can work together, or just getting ideas out there. We got a real sort of holistic view of how different people view the same concepts, and anytime you get different people together, it's just helpful to see different perspectives.
So, did the workshop eventually arrive at a definition of transformation?
people might be literally inhabiting different worlds where transformation means different things, or where violence and conflict, which the other half of today's session was about, mean different things. And so, yes, I think you can define it, but defining is an active and participative event. It's not something that's set in stone. It's not something that should necessarily be circumscribed too much.
And finally, what did participants take away from the day's work? Alan Leonard is the director of the Northern Ireland Foundation.
I think for me, what came out was the significance of the next generation. If there was unanimity in our group and the consensus in this whole workshop that if things don't change, then we can't be surprised, 18 years from now with the next generation of young people, haven't lived up to, the optimism and hope that we have for them if we're not actually being a part of that change ourselves.
Alan Leonard, ending that report from Andrea Ray.